Chapter 4. Warsaw, September 1, 1939. Just before dawn, Antonina woke to the distant sound of gravel pouring down a metal chute, which her brain soon deciphered as airplane engines. "Let them be Polish planes on maneuver," she prayed, as she went onto the terrace and scouted a strange sunless sky, veiled as she'd never seen it before, not with clouds, but a thick golden-white gloss hanging low on the ground like a curtain. Yet not smoke, not fog, and stretching along the horizon from rim to rim. A veteran of World War I and a reserve officer, Jan had spent the night on duty, but she didn't know where. Just somewhere outside the zoo, in the city canyons beyond the mental moat of the Vistula. She heard the hum of planes, tens, maybe even hundreds, that sounded like faraway surf, not a calm surf, but when waves crash onto the beach during a storm. Listening a moment longer, she detected the telltale, unsynchronized hum of German bombers that Londoners, later in the war, swore they heard grumbling, "Where are you? Where are you? Where are you?" Jan returned home by 8 a.m., agitated and with only sketchy information.
"Those won't be the practice maneuvers we were told about," he said. "They'll be bombers, Luftwaffe squadrons, escorting the approaching German army. We've got to leave right away."
With Rish and his nanny safe in Rejentówka, they decided to head first to the nearer village of Zalesie, where his cousins lived, but waited for further updates on the radio. This was the first day of the school year for Polish children, a day when the sidewalks should have been streaming with school uniforms and knapsacks. From the terrace, they saw Polish soldiers sprinting in all directions, down the streets, over lawns, even into the zoo, erecting balloon barriers, aligning anti-aircraft guns, and piling...